Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to a instant reaction edition of the Five Star Zone. Rico Beard, Evan Jenkins, kind enough to stick around after Michigan State's 35-13 win over Western Michigan. First of all, shout out to Trey Mosley for the backdoor cover. Helped out. I'm happy about that. But there was a lot to dissect with this game, Evan. A lot of good things, a lot of bad things. I'm going to be fair. I said at the beginning that I'm going to judge this team after Washington. I'll know what they are. I saw a lot of jitters. I saw Peyton Thorne come out there, overthrow his receivers. I don't know if it was just opening day, playing up against his dad, knowing that he's the man. All I know is he didn't look the part early in the game. Then he settled down and came out there. Michigan State goes up, hits a Jeremy Bernard. I think it was Jeremy's first play ever.
Yeah.
Hit him for the touchdown. Start spreading the ball around. I like that, seeing that him spreading the ball around to different receivers, not just focusing on Reed. Reed finished with 31 yards. You know, if I would have told you they scored 35 points and Reed doesn't have any touchdowns and 31 yards, you would probably think it was a couple pick sixes up in there. But then, you know, you have to look at the interception that he had, and he said it was stupid.
He was mad at himself for that.
He had a first down. This is when you got to learn to live for another play, pick up the first down, and then you reset yourself and go and do something. Instead, he did everything wrong. Stopped, threw across his body to a receiver. I think he knew it instantly. I mean, he just handed it to the defensive back on a silver platter. He got knocked out of the game. He had to come out for a play. Shout out to Noah Kim.
You like that play call just going deep, right, you know, off what? The rip?
It was funny because Cody White was here. So I'm standing with Cody White on the sideline, and we're just laughing. I'm like, Cody, did he just change the play in the huddle and say, look, I know it's supposed to be a run. I'm only going to get one shot. Let's go deep. Let's see what happens. I get a pass interference. But I do, because they said Noah Kim has the arm strength. I guess he's got the best arm on the team. It's just the accuracy not quite there. But, you know, shout out to Noah for taking his shot, man.
Yeah, you don't see that very often when a quarterback comes in cold like that off the
bench.
Dude,
you see the beautiful girl in the club and shoot your shot, man.
But you know what I like to see was that there was adversity right away in the first game. You can say what you want, that it's Western Michigan. I saw the haters were in full force on social media today that the season's
okay,
over.
Okay. Here's what you got to remember. These games are big for the in-state schools, especially when you're playing Michigan or Michigan State, because this is kind of like their bowl game. A lot of guys, like Ladarius Jefferson, was here. Mm-hmm. They want to show that they're just as good. Now, yeah, they fought through. They hit a lull, and then they came back in the fourth quarter. I asked Tucker about it, and he was just like, it was no rah-rah speech. He was like, it's just that keep chopping mentality. And you know, it may be corny, but I really do think that this team has adapted that mentality that we're never out. We'll make the plays. We may not win pretty, but we're going to win. We're going to do something. Jacoby Windham.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably
right.
He's the star of the game. I think he defensively kind of had that impact that Kenneth Walker III had in week one with the four touchdowns with his four sacks. Him going out there, getting that thing done, That was incredible. I mean, he really put a stamp on what happened on the defense. I mean, they moved to the defensive end a week ago, and, you know, he showed that he was the best defensive end. So, but if you had to look at something that was bad, Evan, I got to say it was the offensive line.
Boy, did they look bad.
Baldwin starts at left tackle over Horst. I didn't think Horst was there, but then he goes out there and plays some. They rotated guys in. I can't say that it was a bad thing, because I look and I see, you know, Jalen Berger gets 120 yards off of 16 carries, so they're opening up holes. You know, he didn't have that elusiveness that you saw last year with Walker. He actually had to hit some holes and, you know, get to that second level.
That 50-yard run, though, he helped create on his own with the cutback to the right and just seeing the vision. But, I mean, you're right. I mean, he didn't have the speed of Walker. But you just got to be happy just the fact that, you know, the defensive transfers that came in, I believe they all had a sack.
Wyndham, right? Brulé, yeah, they all had, yeah, they played well.
Daniel Barker, the one-handed touchdown catch is, I mean, that's something that we haven't seen from a tight end in how long?
Yeah.
And, I mean, like I said, they're not going to win pretty, but to see them face that adversity, you know, when you're only up 8 points against Western in the second half, usually teams start to, lack of a better term, clench their butthole and get a little nervous about it. But not this team. They responded right away. And when you're up, 15, people are talking. And then first down, they come right over the top.
Right. I mean, and it looks like Mel Tucker won the transfer portal again. We talked about Brulé. We talked about Wyndham. We talked about Barker.
Did Wyndham sound just like Mel Tucker, by the way?
Oh, my God, he did. Boggle.
Yeah.
You know, the kid from Florida comes in.
You saw him everywhere on the field.
Yeah, it looks like he did a good job in the portal, you know, and I don't know what this team is. I know that they won. I know that they're going to be gritty. Did they go out there and blow them out? No. Now, when you look at the score, it's going to look like, oh, okay, they covered. But it was a game that really it came down to a holding call a legal formation.
No, it was a legal man downfield. 77 went deep on a touchdown that would have put them, tie game almost?
No, yeah, I think at that point it would have been 21-17.
Okay, and that was called back, and then the defense put their ears back and managed to
kill. Right, ended up being a field goal, and then after that, Michigan State goes out there, hits two more touchdowns, and puts the game away, and, you know, they struggled. They hit the adversity. They figured their way out. It was their first game.
They still have big play capability, too. I mean, to see Coleman go out there, be a deep threat. You saw Bernard, I mean, just catching a slant and just gone, right? So the speed is still there. Like you said, Reed, he even looked like he got banged up, and you're like, oh, my goodness. If the quarterback goes down, their best receiver goes down, our Pat's heads are falling off.
Now, I think it'll probably be a better game for fans. It's going to be one of those, you don't learn nothing when they play Akron. I think they'll go out there and they'll get things done. And then you're looking at what happens when they go out on the road to play Washington at night. But, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, my God, the world's coming to an end. I think that this is a team that I'm going to wait until the third week, and then I'm going to know what you got. You know, let's see if this offensive line can get better, because that's the one. Also, they still had problems getting off the field on third down.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Well, and also we have to talk about the injuries that happened on the defense, too.
Yeah.
You know, Darius Snow went down, the first quarter. It looked like his knee collided with somebody else.
I think he
didn't put pressure on it.
I don't think Snow's coming back this year. I don't know officially. Henderson looks like he'll be out a few weeks. I saw him. He, you know, kind of was like, yeah, I'm not done. I'll be back. But Snow, I don't think he's coming back. But, yeah, the defense, I mean, when Mangum came in playing for Henderson, Henderson has it between the ears, but, man, Mangum can make plays. He's got the speed. He's got the athleticism. So that's the trade-off. You got to get him up to speed as soon as possible, and maybe you've just gotten yourself some depth. But, yeah, I'm looking at, you know, just still the inability of not getting off the field on third down. Just letting teams hang around when they shouldn't. And, you know, there's a lot of things that they have to. And another thing, too, real quick before we go, Peyton Thorne has to get an intermediate game.
Yeah, it's either deep or nothing.
It's right. Like. It's either the quick drop off, quick slant, or it's deep pass. But rarely do you see him throw the 7 to 15 yard pass. And it's just like, I think that it's going to be there. And if your teams, man, you don't even have to respect it because he's never going to throw. And I just think that, you know, it's like when you saw the pass to Trey Mosley and the middle was wide open because he never goes there. So Michigan State wins 35-13 against Western Michigan. A lot of things they need to improve on. Mel Tucker said that. I think we all saw that. But they did end up covering. And we'll have to wait to see exactly how good this team is going to be. But, you know, they got one done, and now they're on to Akron. So, anything else?
No, like I said, I wouldn't take too many judgments from this game going towards, you know, I mean, everybody likes to overreact, but you still saw some good things. You saw them overcome adversity. You saw them do things that maybe they didn't do last year. You see the improvement, at least getting to the quarterback. What did he say, 7 sacks
right.
in this game? And, I mean, granted, it is Western Michigan, but you got to just see him step up next week now.
Oh, and another thing, too, I did find out that Western Michigan pretty much was bringing the heat all game long. So, I don't know. Maybe they made the offensive line look bad because it was constant blitzing, but you're going to get some teams that are able to do that.
Well, and that makes you wonder, too, is how vanilla is the offense, actually? You know what I mean? How much did they show today? Because it didn't look like they showed anything different from last year by any means. So, I don't know. I still think the upside is there. You know what I mean? That the bottom's not falling out because they only won by 21 points, which just so happened to be what they were favored by.
Right, so... All right, for Evan Jenkins, I'm Rico Beard. Thanks for listening to this instant reaction, Michigan State, Western Michigan. The Spartans win 35-13. If you like this, what did they do, Evan?
Rate, subscribe, download it, Spotify, iTunes, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll be seeing you guys later.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.